I just bless his holy name. Glory be to your name, Father. You're awesome, God. You're righteous, God. You are holy. You are thou, Lord God Almighty. I bless you and I glorify you. Thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you, Father God, for your mercy and your grace. Thank you for your love and your protection. Thank you, Father God, that you do provide for us. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. First, giving honor to God and then to the pastor and our first lady and then all of you members and friends, the three P's. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for the opportunity to come and speak before you today. The devil has been so busy trying to keep me from giving you this word, but God is awesome. He's awesome. There's nothing the devil can do to stop what God has purposed in his heart to do. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And I think by me losing my notes and all of that and everything all separated, God has given me an opportunity to stop looking at notes. Speak from your heart. Say what I've told you to say. Deliver the message that I've given you to deliver and let me do the rest. So with that said, share with you today, the topic of the message for today is, do not be deceived. For many years, I thought I was a Christian. And before I had a personal relationship with the Lord, when people would ask me, are you a Christian? I would say, yes. I was baptized when I was 12 years old and I accepted the Lord at that time. And I thought that that one act made me a Christian. And I professed to be a Christian. And I was living a life of sin. I mean, I was cussing, I was drinking, I was fornicating, and everything that went along with that. And yet, I thought I was a Christian. Even when I became an adult, and I understood a little bit more about who God was and what He expected from us, when I had the opportunity to rededicate my life to the Lord, I went up. But my understanding was still wrong. I didn't understand. I thought that by accepting what they were giving me, what they were offering me, that would make everything okay. And so I didn't realize that I needed to really, truly repent, and I needed to have a personal relationship with the Lord.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
The Bible says in 1 Corinthians, know ye not, the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived. Neither fornicators nor adulterers, idolaters or adulterers or effeminate, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Just because we come before the pastor when he says the open invitation doesn't mean we can go back out those doors and do everything we were doing before. And that's where I was. Because I needed something. What was missing? What was wrong? Why couldn't I receive that deliverance that I thought I'd receive, that other people received when they came up and received the Lord? What was missing in me? John said, I indeed baptize in water to repentance. But there come ones after me that is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. I want to talk to you today about true repentance. Repentance is saying, God, I'm wrong. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Cleanse me and empower me. Without those things going on in our mind, then we don't have the right conception of what it is to be saved and what it is for God, for us to really, truly believe in God. Jesus said in John 3:5, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a person be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Pastor has said, what did you say, Pastor, about the Spirit? It takes the Spirit of God to do the will of God. If we don't have the Spirit of God in us, in and of ourselves, we're not able to do the will of God.
Amen.
We might want to. We might try. We might have it in our heart that, yeah, I'm going to go out and I'm going to change. I'm going to be different. But if we don't have the Spirit of God in us, in that personal relationship with the Lord, we can't do it on our own.
Amen.
I wanted to do it, but I was unable to do it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want to talk to you also about believing. Our text for today is John 3:16, and I know all of us have heard it and know it by heart. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I want to talk to you about that little small word, believe. Because for the longest time, I thought that word believe meant belief that he existed. And that word believe, I don't have it in my notes, but it's in the Greek. That word believe means making a commitment to follow the Lord.
Amen.
To not just believe that he exists, but believe he is who he says he is, and that he can do those things that he has said that he will do.
Amen.
So without that understanding of what the word believe is and following the Lord, believing that he can change us, that he can make a difference in our lives, then we're deceived. If we just think that we can come up here and rededicate our lives to the Lord and say, you know what, I'm sorry, I live the way I live and do what I did. I accept the Lord's death and resurrection, and now everything is okay. It's not. If you read the Bible, you see over and over and over where God tells us to do different things. Like Jesus said, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the Pharisees, you will in no way inherit the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Yes, we're saved by grace through faith.
Amen.
But through faith means, again, believing in who God is. Unless we believe in who God is, then we will not have that personal relationship with him.
Amen.
I also want to talk to you about, do you know who God is?
All right.
Have you had experiences in your life where you could see God at work in your life?
Amen.
I remember when I was saved, one of the first things God told me was, go find someone who had hurt me, offended me, and tell them you're sorry. When I went looking for that person, I couldn't find them. And I said, well, maybe they're dead. Then the Lord said, if they were dead, I wouldn't have told you to go find them. When I found that person was dying of cancer.
Wow.
But God gave me that opportunity. That's the type of God we serve.
Yes.
And he wanted me to have that peace in my heart that I forgave that person before that person left this earth. And I found that person. I told that person, I forgive you. Not only do I forgive you, but I pray that God has forgiven you too and will receive you into the kingdom of heaven.
Oh,
as Jesus said, don't hold that against them. Don't hold that against them because I've got some stuff in my own life. Things that I've done to people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want that held against me. The Bible says unless we forgive, then God will not forgive us.
Amen.
It's not a choice. You know, you have bad at so-and-so and everything going to forgive them. If you do not forgive, then God will not forgive you.
Amen.
It's simple as that.
Yes.
You can look it up and read it for yourself. We have to know what the Bible says.
Yes.
If we don't know what the Bible says for ourselves, we're just going by the bits and pieces we hear preached, we'll never get the full concept. The Bible is a precept by precept, line by line.
Yes.
That's why whatever, I'm not a preacher. I'm an evangelist because preachers know what they're going to say. But God gives me things like at the moment.
Yeah.
And I don't have time to prepare because he keeps giving me more. Why? Because it's precept on precept.
Yeah.
If it was just me, then there would be nothing to back it up. But if it's God, then he's showing you, it's. I said it here, I said it here, I said it there. This is the word of God going forth.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, my God. What I want you to know and understand is, not until I was 45 years old did I realize and understand that I had to have the Holy Spirit in me. Holy Spirit had to dwell in me, and that was the only thing that was going to make a change. And I just want you to know that today. I don't want you to continue living your life. I don't want you to look back, because yes, I'm forgiven for every sin that I ever committed.
Yeah.
But sins have repercussions. And some of those repercussions can be very serious and long-lasting. And God is faithful. But, for example, if I kill somebody, yes, God may forgive me or will forgive me, but I'm still probably going to do a long time in prison.
Amen.
And will God be there with me? Yes. But there are consequences to our sins.
Yes.
There are consequences to our actions.
Mm-hmm.
That's why God gives us the Holy Spirit. Before, the Bible says we were tossed around like a leaf in the wind.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever my friends did, that's what I did. They smoked pot, then I smoked pot. I wouldn't go buy it. But if they had it and offered it to me, then I would indulge. If they had wine and offered it to me, I would indulge. Why? I was a leaf just rolled about like a wind. But now, since the Holy Spirit has come into my life,
yes,
I have the opportunity to say, no, mm-hmm, I don't want that. That's not for me. I am a vessel of the Holy Spirit. God dwells in me.
Amen.
I don't want to put that in me because it hinders me from hearing God. Amen. I don't need drugs. That's why they call them a spirit. When we take these drugs into our body, you're giving the enemy free rein. Mm-hmm. He can do what he wants to do with you. Let me tell you another thing. When you're unequally yoked, again, the enemy is right at your door. The enemy is in your bed. Mm-hmm. The enemy is sleeping with you. Consequences to our actions. But God is faithful.
Yes, he is.
We have to keep our hope and we have to look to him always for everything. For God is always going to be there with us, no matter what we go through. Bible says, even if we go to Hades, God is there. He'll never leave us nor forsake us.
Amen. Yes.
God would move heaven and earth to come and rescue me.
Yes.
I love him like that.
Amen.
I love him like that.
Amen.
He's the only one. He is the only one. I may seem nice and sweet, but I can be bad. I can say rough things. I have a coarse tongue. And I can say things to cut people to the core. I used to do that before I was saved. And the only way I knew I was doing it is by the expression on their face. Their face was like, oh my, and then I'd be like, oh my goodness, maybe I shouldn't have said it that way. But that's how I was before, because I didn't think about how it was going to make somebody else feel.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we are. We're going around hurting one another. There's things that we could be doing that the enemy is keeping us from doing as long as we're deceiving ourselves, as long as we're thinking we're good. We're saved by faith through grace, not even knowing what it means. But Jesus died for me. I'm good, yes. Yeah, I do some things I shouldn't do, but I'm saved. Are we?
Mm.
Are we, or are we deceiving ourselves? The Bible says I don't remember the verse, but he says, there will people that will be saying, Lord, Lord,
yeah,
I called out demons in your name. The Lord will say, get away from me. You never knew me. Do you know what it is to know him? That means when you go through trials, you call upon his name. You wait for him to answer.
Yes.
You see what his answer is. Sometimes it's wait. Sometimes it's not now, but later. It doesn't mean that it means no. It just means that God has something else. Sometimes he's working out some things in you.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of times he's working out some stuff in me. I feel like that's why some of my family members have not been saved, because God is trying to change me.
Mm.
I'm not the person I should be. But God says that we have to show them with our goodness the way to the Lord. Mm-hmm. And if we're acting up and acting crazy, every time he act crazy, I act crazy. Well, where's the good in that?
Mm.
How will he see the Lord?
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
We have to constantly be before God, walk with him, talk with him, see how he's working in our lives, see what he's doing in our lives, trust him that he will work it out, even if it's something that we don't understand. Like, Lord, why is this happening? You know I need a job. You know I need a car. You know I need whatever, whatever, whatever. Let God work it out.
Yes.
He doesn't want to see you suffer. He wants to see you turn it over to him.
Yes.
I give it to you, Father.
Yes.
Whatever you would have me do. If you would have me take the bus, I'll take the bus.
Yes.
If that is your will for my life. Because I know you have my best interest at heart. Yes.
Amen.
Whatever it is. If I have to take care of somebody that's sick. And God has blessed me to be a blessing to that person. He chose me to be a blessing to that person. The unsaved people in our lives. God chose you to be a blessing to that person. And point them toward the Lord. So I just want to ask you today to think about that. Repent. Follow the Lord. Deny yourself. Pick up your cross daily and follow the Lord. He's a gracious God.
Yes.
Amen.
He's a merciful God.
Oh, yes.
And he will forgive you. He will bless you. Not just you, but your family. To the third generation. Glory be to his name. He's
hallelujah.
Awesome God. I just thank him for all that he's done. I thank him for each one of you. And I bless each one of you, your lives, your home, your families. everything that you're going through. I pray, God, would you intervene right now in the precious name of Jesus.
Yes.
And show you his light. Show you his love. Show you his mercy.
Yes.
That you would depend on him. I've learned to depend on him.
Yes.
If I never had a problem, I wouldn't know that he could solve it.
Yes.
But patience, when I have that problem, I find out that God can solve it. And not
yes.
only he can, he will. Bless him.
Amen.
Bless his holy name.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you all.